Guzzle, who has got 74 irons in the fire at this hour.
Well, I tell you, this may be – I've done a lot of crazy things at once, but I don't know if I've ever, over about a month period of time, crammed so many things into one period. But it's all good. It's all good. We're getting there.
So what Little Rock Touchdown Club lineup announced today, I had a picture sent to me by Marty Sharp of our staff. I could make neither hide nor hair of it, but it looked like a clean-shaven picture of Brett Bielema is part of the announcement today.
Well, there's two parts. There's several things announced, Justin. It's the 10th anniversary, first of all, you know, so we wanted to make it a really big year, and we have done that on several fronts. First, let's just get to it. We're excited to know that you're going to be out there every Monday broadcasting from 10 to 1, thanks to Epic Health, at every Touchdown Club meeting. So we're really excited about that and
actually,
the Epic Health being involved.
Yeah, not to interrupt. I'm sorry, David, but I just made out a picture of one of the other people who will be speaking. I will not be able to attend that particular one, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, listen, is that Chris in there with you, Kane?
Yes, sir.
I can't figure out your days on the show anymore, so I just have to. And I thought that was you. Yeah, that was the one that I just was not going to tell you, and I thought that was going to be the most fun interview of the entire year. You listen, you talking to Gene Chizik.
Gene, I'm going to get Gene Chizik to apologize to Cyclone Nation before he's out of there.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, you're going to be there. You'll have the chance to, you know, hopefully interview every speaker. We're excited about that, Justin, that you're going to be there.
Yeah, that one might be brief.
Yeah, it's good. Of course, you know, he may not want to talk to you.
I don't blame him. Yeah. You know what? I actually have an Iowa State helmet signed by Gene Chizik.
No.
True story.
Bring it.
Well, you think about it, you know, just a little, a year and a half removed from being a national champion coach of the year. Is that not amazing how the world of college football is? But anyway.
I'm pretty sure he's got a championship ring. He didn't care what I think.
That's right. Excited about you being out there in the bus. And so the other parts, you know, my intent was just to have a knockout speaker lineup, Justin. But again, I can't stop there. I had to do more. We're going to become the host chapter of the National Football Foundation's chapter here in Arkansas. So that means if you join up and for $25 extra, you get to be a National Foundation board member, or not board member, but member where you can vote on the College Football Hall of Fame. So not only can you be a member of the Touchdown Club, you can also vote on the College Football Hall of Fame. So that's sort of a cool deal we're doing. But
hey, David.
Yes.
Could you mop your furrowed brow, please?
Yeah, Tommy was there to watch the sweat. I was pouring sweat from the. Of course, Tommy, I was going 90 miles an hour, wasn't I?
All right. Hi, Jack's over. Go ahead.
All right. So, you're going to be a host chapter of the National Football Foundation.
Yes, and that means we vote on the College Football Hall of Fame, but it also means we have a scholar athlete tie in. So, my mind started thinking, I thought, well, let's honor some of these players in the name of some of the great players here. So, the first guy I looked to was Cliff Harris, and the more I got to look at Cliff Harris' story, I thought, you know what? His story is so great, he needs more than a statewide academic award. He needs a national award. And we've created this year the Cliff Harris Small College Defensive Player of the Year. And that's going to be representing Division II, Division III, and NAIA. That's 500 schools.
Wow.
And his selection committee, guys, is what's really amazing. It's basically about the entire starting team of the Dallas Cowboys and from the 70s, just to give you just a few of them. Roger Staubach, Leroy Jordan, Walt Garrison, Gene Stallings, Jackie Smith, Drew Pearson, Gil Brandt, Bill Bates, on and on and on. Jim Hart, even one of his competitors. That's the selection committee. And we're going to pick 10 players from all three of those levels as finalists and then pick one player as the Small College Defensive Player of the Year. Really, nobody really does it right now for those levels. You've got the Harlan Hill Award, which is an MVP for all, but so that's one big exciting thing, and that we're really excited about that. And they'll get one of those $5,000 trophies like the Bulls Award. I mean, really impressive. So we announced that, and, of course, I couldn't stop there. I thought, you know what? We don't honor the linemen enough in this state. So I have created the first-ever Dan Hampton Defensive Lineman of the Year Award. That will go to the top high school and college defensive linemen in Arkansas. And to make it even, only fitting, we go to another Hall of Famer and give the Willie Rolfe offensive high school and defensive lineman of the year. So those are the three big awards, the Cliff Harris Award, National Small College Player of the Year, the Hampton and Rolfe Award to the best high school lineman and college lineman in Arkansas. And we even threw in the Sully Award, which will be the top broadcast call at both the high school and college level. We'll play those on the buzz.
Does that mean he's ineligible, or can he be? Can he win his own award?
You know, I think we have to make him ineligible, Justin. Of course, that screws you out of the deal, but I think that would be that would be a little biased if we did that. I sort of hate that, but
okay. So, We only got about a minute left before the break. What can you just run down the list for
us? I will.
Us?
Here we go. I won't give the date, but I'll give the order. Britt Bielema, August 21st. Cliff Harris, August 26th. Dan Hampton, September 3rd. Coach Tom Osborne, Nebraska, September 9th. Jeff Long, September 16th. Houston Nutt, September 23rd. Gene Chizik, September 30th. Clint Conk, the 7th. Mitch Mustain, October 14th.
Wow.
Which would be really interesting. Jonathan Louise, October 21st. Brian Harson, the 28th. Steve Sullivan, November 4th. November 11th. Roland Sales and Ike Forte together. November 18th. Richard Davenport and Chris Hayes from the Orlando Sentinel, two recruiting guys. And our last speaker of the year, Steve Atwater, November 25th. And our banquet speaker, Lou Holtz. So there you have.
That is amazing. And is the banquet is a luncheon as well?
The banquet will be a nighttime deal, okay. Justin. I'm sorry. That'll be in February, early February.
Special edition of the zone. That'll be great.
That's exactly right. That's where we'll present also the Cliff Harris and Hampton and Rolf Award at those, and the Sully Award at the banquet that Lou will speak at. So we start with Bielema on the 21st. We've got 15 straight weeks ending with Atwater. And then we have Holtz in February, early February 2014.
All right. David, good stuff. I appreciate
it, man.
You're the
man, Baz.
Congrats on the great lineup. Appreciate all the hard work, and get some rest.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
That's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. And thanks to my man Mike and the folks over at Epic, because it's going to be epic.
Epic.
This coming fall. We're going to have so much.